first, rings first. All week long, we've been reliving our Super Bowl champion guests' first Super Bowl ring. Emmett, you won your first of three rings with the Cowboys in Super Bowl 27 against the Bills. There was not that much partying, as we just learned. What did winning that first ring feel like?
No, it was awesome. It was like a dream come true because I actually had a chance to play in the Rose Bowl. And 7 years prior to that, in 87, I went to my first Super Bowl in the Rose Bowl. Wow. And so I had a chance to come back and play in that stadium, which I wanted to do. And it was the last time a Super Bowl was ever played in that stadium.
Wow. It's unbelievable.
That's it was a surreal moment.
Congratulations, awesome. Man.
Thank you guys.
So much.
Emmett, thank you so much for joining us today.
Don't drink it all in one setting.
I ain't got a game this week.
Drink responsibly.
I got no curfew and no game this week.
And you got Uber all around you.
All right, Jerome, it's now time for First Rings First. So all week long, we are reliving our Super Bowl champion guest's first Super Bowl ring. Jerome, you won the ring you are wearing now in Super Bowl 40 against the Seahawks, and the game was in your hometown of Detroit. What did winning that ring feel like there?
It means everything to me because, you know, you play the game to win a championship, and when you do accomplish that goal, it feels like, you know, it's the best thing in the world because as a football player, it's the competition, but it's also the opportunity to play for a championship. And I think that's what every guy wants an opportunity to do.
You told us right before we went on the air something really interesting that maybe you've talked about it before. I'm sure you have. I just didn't know about it. You actually designed, they let you help design the actual look of the ring?
So what happened was after we won the Super Bowl, and I'm in the locker room, I saw Mr. Rooney, Dan Rooney, who's no longer with us, and I beeline right to him. I said, Mr. Rooney, I would love to be a part of the committee that's going to design the ring because I'm retiring. This is my only opportunity to make sure we get a really nice ring, right? And he says, okay, Jerome, it'll be me and you. And I was like,
thought it was going to be a committee,
right?
And now it's you and the owner.
Right, it's me and you. I was like, okay, right? And so, true to form, about a month later, he called me and said, hey, can you come in? I absolutely came in, and we started looking at it, and his design was one diamond in the middle, and I'm thinking, I'm in trouble because my teammate said, get the bling. And I'm like, oh, my God,
more
one diamond.
Diamonds, Mr. Rooney,
and so
more diamonds.
I convinced him that we needed to put all the championships on the one ring because we wanted to be a part of that four championship era. Because every day we went through that locker room and we saw those trophies. We wanted to be part of that. So he agreed and we ended up with five big diamonds on there.
If people can't see it real quick, it's the Steeler logo. Yeah. And then if you hold your hand up a little bit, we can show it to them. It's the Steeler logo and then the five Super Bowl trophies on there. If you remember when they won it, that was tying them with San Francisco and Dallas as the franchises with five championships. The Steelers then won a sixth. Yep. The New England obviously has now won six, so the Steelers of New England now tops
with six. Can Brian hold that ring for just one second?
Don't do that. That's me. That's me.
That's so wrong.
That is me.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, let me hold it.
Actually,
he got an opportunity.
I do have a second place
Brian,
ring.
I'm so sorry. Right. You want my ring too? Take my ring.
Give me all
the ring. Take my ring. You can have my ring.
That's terrible.
I feel terrible.
That's me.
That was so wrong.
Let him ask his question, Jenna.
Well, go ahead.
You were able to win the Super Bowl and kind of ride out into the sunset, really. And tell us the feeling of being able to win it in your hometown and then just ride off it with that championship ring.
The amazing part of it was I was able to win in the same city that I started my career. My mother, my father, who's no longer with us, he had an opportunity to be there to see it in person. They got a chance to celebrate the moment as well. They had the team over for a dinner at my mother's house, so we had 50 guys in the house, and it was just that special for not only myself but for my family as well. So it was a magical week.
Jerome,
you can have your ring back.
You're
not
going to
pull a Vladimir Putin and pocket it.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us, sharing your stories, all of it. Really good stuff. All right, time now for a segment we like to call First Rings First. So all week, we are reliving our Super Bowl champion guest's first Super Bowl ring. Vaughn, you won your Super Bowl with the Broncos. It was Super Bowl 50. It came against the Panthers. Take us back. What did winning that ring feel like? What were the moments right after the game and right after that?
Man, it was crazy, and it's everything that you imagine it being, winning the Super Bowl, being champions of the world. It's a lot of great stuff that come with it. But I think it just creates this addiction to winning and want to be successful. And it creates this, if you don't make it to the Super Bowl, it feels like you haven't done anything that year. Whenever you make it, it's such a great feeling, but after, it just kind of leaves this void that you have to get back there every single year. And if you don't, you are disappointed.
Were you at all surprised at how dominant the defense was in that game? You guys, people forget, Cam was a unanimous MVP. Yeah. They were 15-1. Yeah. They had rolled people up in the playoffs leading up to it. It was 24-10, I think. You guys held them to one touchdown, if I'm remembering it correctly. But even if you went into the game confident, were you surprised at how dominant you guys were?
No, I wasn't surprised because we do all the stuff in practice. We did the stuff that we did in the Super Bowl 2 weeks before. Like I said before, I just felt confident in our defense and all our playmakers. And, you know, and I felt like whenever you're playing for somebody else, we had three guys that we were playing for, DeMarcus, Peyton, and Coach Phillips. And whenever you're playing for somebody else, it takes you to another level. And I just remember not being nervous, and it was all good to go.
Hey, that play right there where they showed where the ball hit the ground and Cam didn't dive for it. What did you think of that?
You know, I was thinking that Cam, you know, your mind is going all over the place. And I don't think Cam wanted to get down there and get hurt because he thought his offensive line was going to get the ball and they had another shot to, you know, go score or create another play. But
it's a Super Bowl, right?
You can't really, you know, put yourself in jeopardy, though.
It didn't matter anyway. You ended up losing.
What'd you think of it, James?
I don't know, man. It made me question if he really wanted it. I know I'm a Cam fan, but I don't know. Seeing that, like, give me everything you got. We'll fix you in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and like I said, in moments like that, you know, guys rise up and, you know, some guys take a step back. And, you know, it's the guys that rise up that really take advantage of the opportunity.
What would it look? You guys both, by the way, obviously played with a great outside linebackers opposite you. DeMarcus Ware is there at the end. Yeah. Lawrence Timmons with you. Do I have it right?
No. Lamar Woodley.
My apologies. Yeah. I knew I had it wrong. That's why when I said it. What would it look like you two? Left outside, right outside.
I thought we had a chance when he came to the facility. I was like, hey, what's going on? We'll get James. You know, whenever you're playing with an experienced guy, I try to pick their mind. I try to see what made them great. You know, James is a great player. He's been a great player for a long time. And I would just pick his mind and see what in his game that I can put in my game.
Yeah, he's making me feel old, though. Yeah. He's making me feel old. It would have been a great experience, though. I mean, honestly, you know, to have someone, you know, like you said, I had Lamar Woodley. And, you know, that was a great tandem, you know, to be with another guy that is, you know, extremely talented at his position. MVP, that would have been something special.
Vaughn, you said you're spending your offseason getting back to basics. I gotta ask what that means.
Last offseason, I didn't really get a chance to train how I wanted to train. You know, I made time to train at like 5 a.m. and, you know, I made time to, you know, cut out all of my obligations and train, but I didn't have time to go to San Francisco and really get on the stairs and the sand hills. And I feel like that's what makes me, is to get off the first five steps. And, you know, really running the sand and the stairs, it really helps you with that. And I wanted to get back to the basics.
Nice. Real quick before you go, how important is the Hall of Fame to you?
I feel like it's important to everybody that steps in the game. You want to be remembered.
Think you've already done enough?
No, I haven't done enough. I feel like another Super Bowl and another Super Bowl MVP with a Defensive Player of the Year. That'd be good.
That's it.
Okay. That would lock it in.
Come on, stop playing. You're close already.
As a Chiefs fan, you feel free to retire whenever you want. But whenever you do, you've done enough. You're a Hall of Famer. Yeah. There's no question. Look at it. You've been arguably the best at what you do for a decade. You're a Hall of Famer already.
You know, complacency kills, and I never want to get complacent. I try to teach the young guys that all the time, and you know, there's still a lot that we can do. I still got a lot out there that I can get.
Well, good for you. Teach that to Bradley Chubb along the way, and now your other outside linebacker.
For sure.
Vaughn, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. Thank you for listening to the First Things First podcast. Remember, leave us a review and tell us what you think. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts and catch us on FS1 Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. Eastern.